Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined once again by Perry Mayor Jay Patti. This is part two of a two-part interview. Jay, thank you so much for joining me again.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be here.
Now, it's not really a secret that you will not be running for re-election this November, which means that we are going to have a new mayor starting in 2018. We'll talk more about you leaving the mayorship later, but for now, just tell me a little bit about the process of filling that position now.
That's correct, and we also have two council seats coming up for re-election. I believe that both of those seats, John Andorf and Dr. Randy McCauley, are going to run again. So that being said, if everything remains the same there, going forward, the council will remain the same. What it leaves open is the mayor's position. Now, the question might be, would somebody from council want to step up and become the mayor, which in many ways that makes sense. Then we would have a council seat open. No matter who did it, it would open up that council seat. On the other hand, we could bring in a fresh green mayor, if you will, and show them the ropes. The way that it would work, I'm sure, is that if somebody was interested in that job, you have to fill out your petition with so many signatures. I can't remember the exact number of signatures, but they have to be turned in, I believe, maybe 30 days before the election, in which case it's either 30 days or 2 weeks. We can check those facts out. But that person would turn in their signatures, and then they could run. I know the year that I first became mayor, I had served on council already for 7 years, but I thought that I'd probably just be running for mayor uncontested. It turned out to be a three-way race that year, and that gets to be a lot of fun and actually a lot of work to run for re-election. But on any other given year with less competition, it's just a matter of collecting your signatures, getting your name in the hat. What I hope is that whoever becomes mayor, whether they're from council or from the community at large, that they genuinely have a big picture in mind for Perry. I have seen folks run for public office where they're kind of almost a one-issue candidate. And what that does to me is if the person comes in on one issue, all these other issues are going to be there and they're going to have to be dealt with. If the one issue affects their vote on all the other issues, then it becomes skewed in maybe a negative direction. And what I would like to see, I think that we have a lot of positive things going right now. I would like to see them continue into the future. And I think that if you get a person in who can see the big picture and work towards what's good in the long run for the whole city and the citizens of Perry, Iowa, I think that person is going to be the right one to be mayor. And I have every confidence that they'll surface here in the next couple months.
All right. And of course, they have big shoes to fill replacing Jay Patti.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right. One last thing that I wanted to ask you about. You mentioned that right now is kind of a downtown revitalization project going on. And it all kind of starts from right behind your business.
Right.
So what can you tell me about this?
Well, here's the thing. And this is one of my, I believe that the council needs to keep in front of them the idea of downtown revitalization. We have all these wonderful old buildings, and there's been a renewed interest in them lately. We have a lot of folks throwing their own personal dollars into the building, fixing up buildings. We see new tenants downtown. We see small shops opening downtown. And we have lost a business or two. You know, there's that constant flux always going on. But the overall direction, I feel, is positive. And for years, we've been working on downtown revitalization. It started with Willis Avenue all those years ago and the area down around the old Carnegie Library. That was the first area to kind of get a facelift and some positive things going on with lighting and rails and benches and the pavement itself, the intersections. And then if you look at the corner of Lucinda and 2nd Street, that corner was done, and you see the bump outs there and the kind of a round area in the middle that's accented with pavers on the crosswalks. And one of the next targeted areas was Warford and 2nd, which is getting back, though. If you go down Warford Street a half block Further west from 2nd, you come to one of the most heavily traveled alleys in Perry, and that's how come you started off with the alley. I've been getting a lot of feedback from citizens that that is something that needs some attention. And the only thing that I will say is that I hope we can give it attention. I hope we can give it attention sometime in the near future. It is the same as everything we do. The bottom line is the bottom line, which is always money. And in the case of that particular alley and the whole thing I just described with Warford and 2nd, you really can't talk about one without talking about the other. And the reason for that isn't the street itself. It's what sits under the street. That would be the sewers, the storm sewer and the sanitary sewer. We need to get under there and look at the condition of that sewer and also where the flows go, and then do that work under the street before we can put it back, and under the alley before we could put it to back. I know for a fact, because we personally own a business on that alley towards the Lucinda side. There is a storm sewer back there, and a lot of the sump pumps from different businesses run back to that storm sewer. So it's all part of a much bigger picture, and unfortunately a very probably expensive picture.
All right. Well, we will definitely keep an eye out for any improvements involving that. Well, is there anything else today that you wanted to mention?
Do you know, I don't think so. You know, once again, I'd just like to tag, if you haven't filled out, if you haven't signed the local option sales tax petition, you can stop by the public library. I happen to know you can stop in Ben Franklin downtown, Ben's Five and Dime. There's a copy at the front register. If there are any other merchants that are listening to this and they wouldn't mind that petition sitting on their checkout counter, please call City Hall and have one put out. Again, it's really non-evasive because people are not voting on an issue. They're just voting on the right to put it on the ballot. So I think that would be a good thing for everybody, and I'd just like to plug that all I can because I do believe it's of vital importance to the city of Perry going forward.
All right, definitely. Well, Mayor Jay Patti, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jay Patti. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.